Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and glory on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. Scripture reading will be read by Prophetess Brown.
Our scripture reading is coming from Psalms 94. O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, though judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and the murderer, the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when ye be wise. He that planteth the ear shall not he hear? He that formed the eye shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen shall he not correct? He that teacheth a man knowledge shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is a man whom thou chasten, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. I have just read you Psalm 94, 1 through 12. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Amen. I have a song.
My prayer to my God, my Savior, just let him know.
I love you, Lord. I really do. I love you, Lord. Yeah. I love you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. Father, we confess tonight and we repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just thank you right now, God, for your word, God. Thank you for this Bible study that we come together in your name, Father. I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us on tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let the Holy Spirit have his way on tonight. Just have your way, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, just thank you on tonight for being so good to us, God. Just thank you, God, for covering them and their families right now in the blood of Jesus, encamping angels all around about them right now, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you tonight, God. I ask you right now to bind the enemy up right now from this radio broadcast and from our lives. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every medium, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is cancel right now from this live from this radio broadcast and from our lives. We thank you. We praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now the reading of the word of God.
First Kings 12. And Rehoboam sent to Shechem. All Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happened when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it. He was still in Egypt, for he had fled from the presence of the king Solomon and had been dwelling in Egypt, that they sent and called him. Then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Jeroboam, saying, your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you. So he said to them, depart for 3 days, then come back to me. And the people departed. Then King Jeroboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he was still alive, and he said, how do you advise me to answer these people? And they said to him, saying, if you be a servant to these people today and serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. And he said to them, what advice do you give? How should we answer these people who have spoken to me, saying, lighten the yoke which your father put on us? Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, thus you should speak to these people who have spoken to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's weight. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I add to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I shall chasten you with scourges. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Jeroboam the third day, as the king had directed, saying, come back to me the third day. Then the king answered to the people roughly and rejected the advice which the elders had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, my father made our yoke heavy, but I will add your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from the Lord, that he might fulfill his word, which the Lord spoken to Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, what share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tent, O Israel. Now see to your own house, O David. So Israel departed to their tent. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was in charge of revenue. But all Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam mounted on his chariot to haste to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel had been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. Now it came to pass when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come back, they set for him and called him to the congregation and made him king over all Israel. So there was none who followed the house of David but the tribe of Judah only. And when Rehoboam came to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 men who were warriors to fight against the house of Israel, that he might restore the king of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, to the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is for me. Therefore they obeyed the word of the Lord and turned back according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim and dwelt there. Also, he went out from there and built Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now the king may return to the house of David if all these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord of Jerusalem. Then the heart of his people will turn back to their lord, Jeroboam, the king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Jeroboam, king of Judah. Therefore the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, too much for you to go to Jerusalem. There, here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. And he set up one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not of the sons of Levi. Jeroboam ordained a feast on the 15th day on the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah, and offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did it at Bethel, sacrificing the calf that he had made. And at Bethel, he installed the priests of the high places which he had made. So he made offerings on the altar which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had devised his own heart. And he ordained a fast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burned incense. 1 Kings 13. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah, by name, born, shall be born to the house of David, and you shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. And he gave a sign, the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it will be poured out. So it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the men, saying of the man of God who cried out against the altar and Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered, so that he would not pull it back to himself. The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Then the king answered and said to the man of God, please retreat the favor of the Lord, your God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me. So the man of God retreated to the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Then the king said to the man of God, come here with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. But the man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor will I eat bread, nor drink water in this place. So for it was commanded me of the word of the Lord, saying, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. So he went another way, and he did not return by the way he came to Bethel. Now the old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. They also told their fathers the word which he spoken to the king, and the father said to them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went who came from Judah. Then he said to his son, saddle your donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him and rode on it and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to them, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. And he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I shall not return nor go in with you, neither will I drink nor drink with you in this place. For I have been told by the word of the Lord that by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat nor drink water there, nor return by going that way you came. Then he said to him, I am too a prophet as are you, and an angel spoken to me the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. He was lying to him. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. Now it happened, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. And he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord, that you have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you come back, eat bread, drink water, in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your father. So it was after they had eaten bread and after he had drunk that he saddled the donkey for him, the prophet whom he had brought back. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his corpse was thrown on the road, and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse, and there passed a man and saw the corpse thrown on the ground and the lion standing by the corpse. Then they went and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. Now when the prophet who had brought him back from the way he heard it, he said, is it the man of God who is disobedient to the word of the Lord? Therefore, the Lord was delivered him to the lion, which he has torn and killed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke. He said, he spoke to his son, saying, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled it. Then he went and found his corpse down on the road and the donkey and the lion standing by the corpse. The lion had not eaten the corpse nor the donkey. And the prophet took up the corpse of the man of God, laid it on the donkey and brought it back. So the old prophet came to the city to mourn and bury him. Then the corpse laid in his own tomb, and they murmured over him, saying, "Alas, my brother." So it was after he had buried him that he spoke to his son, saying, "When I am dead, then bury me in the tomb where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones aside his bones." For the same was he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar and Bethel and against all the shrines on high places which are in the cities of Samaria will surely come to pass. After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but again he made priests every class of people for the high places, whoever wished to consecrate him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. And this was the sin of the house of Jeroboam, as to exterminate and destroy it from the face of the earth, or face of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Amen, amen. We're going to answer these questions, and then we're going to talk about it. And praise God. Now, we might have been on, because we haven't been on in a while. We might have been on. I remember, I got these questions answered in chapter 10 and 11. I didn't know whether we had did them or not, and I know I read them all. I know I had read everything and answered the questions, but anyway, chapter 12.
Yes, ma'am. I know I didn't, they weren't dead in mine. So I read first, but then answer my question. Yeah, so I didn't do 10. I didn't do 10 or 11. So, but it's okay. I'll go back and do them.
Yeah, because I got them all answered. I just don't remember. I don't remember because when I was at the hospital then, I just don't remember. But we might have answered them. I just don't remember. Okay, chapter 12. What did the people want Rehoboam to do for them? I'm on the right chapter. Yeah.
And verse 4, he wanted him to lighten the heavy burden that they may be able to serve him.
Yeah, that's what he wanted them to do, was lighten that yoke off of them. Whose advice did Rehoboam listen to concerning the people of Israel? And that was in verse 4 right there, what we just answered. Question 1 was in verse 4. Whose advice did Rehoboam listen to concerning the people of Israel?
Verse 6, the elders.
He listened to the young guys instead of the council. He listened to the other young men who he grew up with instead of the wives, the elders.
Yeah, he listened to the younger guys that he... She went to the elders, but he didn't like what they were talking about. So he went to his friends that he grew up with and listened to them. Mm-hmm. That's in verse 8 or 9, one of the two.
Yeah, verse 8.
Okay, verse number 3a. What concerns Jeroboam? What concerned Jeroboam about the worship of God in Judah? What was he concerned about? Let me see what verse that's in. I think it's in verse 27, I think here. I don't know how I jumped down to there, but that's what I think I got. It says, if this people go up to do sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem. Then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. What y'all think about that? They'll become loyal again to Rehoboam. This is Jeroboam. This not Rehoboam that we talking about. We talking about, this is J-E-R, oh, what was he concerned about? He was more concerned that the people would worship Rehoboam again in the Lord. So he was really concerned about that. He didn't want them, he wanted them to stay with him. So what did he do to solve this problem? What did he do after that? In verse 27, whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. So he built two golden calves and placed them in two places in Israel for the people to worship. You know, just almost bringing Israel into sin, God. So, okay, I didn't hear you, but in we're on chapter 13 now, and then we'll come back and talk about it. What did a man of God come to tell Rehoboam? What did he come to tell Rehoboam? Put my paper there, put my numbers on.
Was it about Josiah being born?
Huh?
Was it about Josiah being born?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see, it's 3 or 5. Yep. Let me see. And he gave a sign. Let me see. 2. And he cried against the altar and the word of the Lord and said, O altar, thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. But I didn't word it like that. But and he gave a sign in the same day, saying, this is a sign which the Lord have spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. I kind of got 3. I kept going over kind of, because it's kind of right here, 3 and 5 is almost the same. But it's told them that the altar would be split apart and the ashes would pour out as a sign. The same, this is 3. That's why I felt like it was 3. That a man of the house of David, Josiah, would raise to power and burn the bones of Jeroboam. That's what I got, verse 3. Yeah, verse 3. What did God tell his messenger not to do? In verse number 9. Okay. He told him not to.
Eat no bread, drink no water, and don't go back the way he came.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he told him. In verse, How did the man of God disobey God? Now it skips all the way over to 18. Or the 17 or 18, because he let this man fool him. He let this old man fool him. The man lied. That just kind of really upset me, because anybody can lie and say they're a prophet and lie and tell. You just got to have this pray for discernment. I'm telling you, all the people he had been told what the Lord said, and he wasn't going to eat with him, he wasn't going to drink with him, none of that. And because this man said he was a prophet like him, he jumped right on him. It just had me so baffled. But he believed the lie that the old prophet told him, who said that God had told him to bring him back to eat and drink.
Mm-hmm.
He should have waited and asked God. He went to God for himself. That's what he should have did. He shouldn't have took his word for that.
Mm-hmm. No, please.
What happened to the man of God when he left? 24. That lion ate him up and left the carcass. Didn't even. Now he probably would have ate the mule, the donkey, but he didn't. He ate, his assignment was to tear that man up and leave the carcass for your disobedience. If you just do what God tells you to do, like he tells you to do, you won't have no problem. I had wrote this stuff out in some magic marker so I can read it right. Yep. That is a shame. But did everybody understand this, first of all, a week ago? Is there any questions or anything about this? Any questions at all? So, after Solomon disobeyed God by marrying all them women and concubines and all that kind of stuff, and then they didn't talk him into worshiping their gods and stuff. So God was upset with Solomon. You know, he was looking for a new king. Solomon was getting old anyway. So, you know, he was looking at, he was going to try to keep it in the family. I think he was trying to keep it in the family. I think it was Solomon's son that God wanted to reign, to be king and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
Jeroboam
was like turning against Solomon too. He was the son of Nebat.
Mm-hmm.
King Solomon was after him, but it was so much, it looked like Israel or whoever had turned against David's family for some reason. They had turned against David's family. I guess because what Solomon had done, and just like here in chapter 12 or 13 said, where they had made the yoke so heavy on them, had made everything so heavy on them that it was hard for them to do anything. So that's why they was telling Jeroboam, you know, to make it lighter, lighten the load up off of us. Because he said your father Solomon had it so heavy on us. It was just so heavy that people couldn't, they was in bondage like. Can't read this stuff tonight, but that was Rehoboam. I'm getting the names mixed up.
Rehoboam
and Jeroboam.
Yeah, that was Solomon's son. Mm-hmm.
Rehoboam was Solomon's son.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. And see, God wanted him to stay because he had promised David the promises and the covenant he made with David. But the people was turning so against David's family. It was really hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was hard.
Well, I think it because David had all of that division in his family, like with his son, and then some of them ended up partnering with some of King Saul's family, some of his, people. And so it was already so much division that by the time Solomon came along, and then when he didn't act right, God just went on and split the kingdom up and like, all right, y'all just.
Yeah.
It's really That's getting exactly ready to what, do some.
Yeah. It's so,
it's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to get ugly. Yeah, the kingdom had divided after Solomon's death.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was kind of keeping it together a little bit, but after he died, the kingdom was divided.
Mm-hmm.
So Rehoboam was the son of the wisest man. I would have went to the oldest man. But he didn't ask God for the wisdom. His daddy did. Cause Rehoboam wasn't wise. Cause he should have listened to what them elders said, deacons, whatever they were. He should have listened to them old men. And see the northern tribes wanted Rehoboam, but the southern tribe did not want him. So it was split. It was split.
Mm-hmm. Jeroboam was the king of Israel, and then Rehoboam was the king of Judah. Or was it
The northern tribe wanted Rehoboam. They went to Shechem to make him their king. And Rehoboam had to be there too. And see, I think that's what Jeroboam was afraid of, that if they made him king, they would be loyal to him and to God. But it was a mess. Everything was split up so bad after Solomon messed up with God.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed a lot of this stuff to happen because of disobedience. Then that was Jeroboam made him some calf, didn't he? Two calves. So they wouldn't be loyal, so they have something else to worship besides Jeroboam and the Lord. He wouldn't have made them two golden calves and put them in two different places.
Yeah, Jeroboam.
And Jeroboam, he went to Shechem too. You know, because the people, they respected Jeroboam. But he had caused a lot of problems.
He had rejected him,
Solomon. He was against Solomon, causing confusion. But still, people was willing to make Rehoboam king, though, because they went to Shechem to do that. That's so crazy, because he didn't have the wisdom his daddy had. I'm just telling you, it's something. How that can happen, your daddy be the wisest man ever lived, and here you making stupid decisions, like not listening to the older people. Wisdom come with age, men and women. What's wrong with you? And when he did that and didn't go to and didn't listen to the elders, it's like he went against God when he did that. You know, it looked like he went against God when he did that. Like he didn't want God's advice. He didn't want him to tell him what to do and where to go or nothing. And he didn't pray. He wasn't like Solomon. See, you have to be careful who you have babies with. I'm just telling you, you have to be careful who you, when Solomon had babies everywhere. He had them with all different kinds because he married the Pharaoh's daughter out of Egypt. She was the first one. And then he married some Canaanite women who God told us don't marry. He told him, them. So it was a conflict anyway. It wasn't because David was a man after God's heart, but Solomon was still different. He had a humbleness about him. He knew to obey God and stuff like that. But when it comes to them women and his wives and concubines, it all went out the window. Because I still feel like he still loved God. I still feel like that. But I felt like he had got so deep into it, he couldn't hardly bring himself out of it because he had too much. He had all these, almost half of the world listening to him. People coming, Queen of Sheba, all them coming to hear him and all that kind of stuff. And then he had all these women, every nationality. He wanted every last one of them, got every last one of them. Then got children bound. Then he still had to be over everything. He had people under him, but he had too much on his plate to even rule, to even remember God was God. He had too many people, too much on his mind, too much to do. That's why we can't overdo ourselves. We can't overstep God. That's for one thing. He had to be the forefront of what we're doing because we'll end up just like that. I can just imagine, and I can't hardly imagine because I ain't no man, but he just felt like he was in charge, and he had the right to be in charge, and he was a nice man. He helped people, and
God gave him wisdom to do the stuff, but he just loved them women. That's all I can say. That's what got him in trouble.
He got that honest. He got it honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go down the line, don't it? So
yeah.
Do. Go got it honest, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have anything to say? I'm just running my mouth because can't see these little running together words. This was a good chapter, and I mean, we still got time. Let me see.
I studied the other chapters, Apostle.
I know, but I know, and they was good too, wasn't it? They was good. I'm telling you, because I thought we didn't have them, because I sure got every number, every question number, what verse it was in, everything. I said, no, I know we didn't did that, because I know I got every question answered, honey. Sure did. I read it. I sure did read it and studied. That's why I don't like to go ahead, because you better not move this damn day, because you all messed up. We missed Tuesday of last week, and that was it. We don't know where. Well, we probably was in 10 and 11. I don't know, but that was some good. Last week was good because he told how many wives Solomon had, everything. Then he just got wild with it. And when you have too much power like that, you can't give a human being that much power over things. I just don't believe it. I don't think man can handle having that much power, because like I said, half of the world Solomon was over, and he felt like he could have every nationality of woman, every one of Canaanites, every one God say to have and every one God say not to have. He had them all. Yes, he did. How could he sleep with every one of them women? I don't know. I just don't know. But he had so many kids, too. Because this is why we got to keep connected. Because, like I said, Rehoboam was his son. See, that was Solomon's son. And it's still in the bloodline going to Jesus, leading to Jesus. We have to keep to know that. You know what I'm saying? We need to remember that. So when we do get to the New Testament, we'll see how it came on down the line of David all the way to Jeroboam and on down. It's because he's going to have Jeroboam going to have some boys. And it's going to go like that. Watch what it says. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep straight down David's line until it gets to Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what we got to remember. Huh?
I was just looking back at chapter 11. That was when, you know, God had told Solomon, I'm not going to divide the kingdom, you know, while you're alive, but I'm going to rip it from the hands of your son. So, you know, because of David, you know, he held out and allowed Solomon to, you know, the kingdom to stay together. But when his son came along, you know, because of what he did, you know, Rehoboam had to experience, and I think we talked about that before, we have to be so careful because our actions can have such consequences on the generations, you know, that come after.
What we do.
That was sad. Mm-hmm. It was just sad.
It is. It really is. Yes, it really is.
Yeah, that is true.
All what David went through, though, and all this, I mean, he wasn't squeaky clean. Who is squeaky clean? You know what I'm saying?
David,
who
David
is squeaky
was a hot
clean?
Mess.
Yeah, he was squeaky clean, but he did love God. He was a hot mess, and Bathsheba was too. She shouldn't have had her little coochie stuff up there on the thing naked.
I'm just telling you. She shouldn't have had herself up there, nigga. He just being a man, I guess. But
I wonder if, you know, this is the Old Testament, so they didn't have, even though God was active and present, you still had the priests who had to go to God for it. You know, they were still going through those things. So they didn't have the Holy Spirit living inside at the time. So I would imagine that made it even harder to resist temptation or resist sin. And if you did, you couldn't go to God for yourself. You had to have the Levites to go to God for it. So you know what I'm saying? So maybe it was, you know, I mean, even though we do some of the same things today, I just think maybe at that time it was easier to, you know, deal with greed and the lustful, you know, things because you didn't have that internal compass, you know, to kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just speculating, but maybe.
But, yeah, you're right, because when you don't have the Holy Spirit will keep you if you want to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have them yet, and it, like you said, it was hard. But they had they had God the Father.
Yeah, he was doing stuff
because the Levites
and doing things. Mm-hmm.
He was on the between the cherubims on the what is the altar on the what you call that thing, the ark. Of the covenant.
The
he was there.
Covenant.
That's where he met the Levites at, right there, the priests. So they could go tell the priest, but he was there sitting between the cherubim for them. So they had the real thing, baby. So I don't know.
I think we like that now, though. Like, we see God, but we don't. You know, like, if you don't have them on the inside or have that relationship, it doesn't matter. Like, you can see all the miracles happening, but people still don't believe. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, 14 and 15 and 16, 14, 15, and 16 Thursday.
Okay.
So we got three chapters on Thursday going on. So we're ready for them. I just hate to read up because then I've been answered all of them and think I done did something and ain't did nothing, y'all. So I ain't did nothing but got everybody confused because I know I had read it, but I don't think we went through it, but it's good. It's real good. It was really good. Anyway, I'm not going to hold anybody. I'm going to get ready to get out here because you know, I'm trying to just get us ready for this thing on Friday and Saturday for the healing delivered. I just, you know, I ask y'all to be praying for us and praying for me with this thing. And hope my eyes be feeling real, you know, much better and stuff like that. I, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with it. My eyes ain't got nothing to do with it. I can keep them closed and say what I got to say. But just keep a thing out of prayers. It's going to be on live. I'm going to have to, wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. So I'm going to get ready to close out. I skipped the wrong stuff. I'm getting ready to close out right now. And I'll be back on in the morning by the grace of God. Father, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise and glory for your word. Lord, I ask you right now, God, and thank you for your word, God. Thank you for even because we hadn't did like we should have. I hadn't got down in it like I should have. I confused everybody.
But, Lord, we still know you powerful, just as powerful today as you was then. Lord, and we just thank you for your understanding, giving us the understanding of your holy word. We just give you praise. We give you glory. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, cover their families, their homes and vehicles, God, everyone that they hold dear. Lord, we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I was going to say a scripture, but I'm going to let go. I had to be led by the Spirit of God. Okay, so tomorrow in the morning, we'll be on live in the morning, and I'm gonna do everybody by the grace of God. He let me live and nothing happened. So you all have a good night. I love y'all. We'll talk in the morning.
Yeah, I do love you all. Have a great evening.
Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Amen. God bless.
Good night. Good night.